When the World Trade Center towers collapsed into the neighborhood below on September 11, 2001, roiling clouds of smoke and dust filled the air with toxic chemicals. New York City's police and firefighters ran into those toxic clouds to save whomever they could. Now studies show that large numbers of these rescuers and cleanup workers are likely to suffer illnesses related to their 9/11 experience for the rest of their lives. Dr. Michael Crane heads the World Trade Center Health Program at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. He says some 20,000 September 11th responders have been treated in the program. Dr. Crane contributed to a study published in the medical journal Lancet on the 9/11 health problems.
Asthma from the irritation of the bronchial tubes, rhinitis, the inflammation of the nose, laryngitis, sinusitis with the fever and face pain and nasal stuffiness that it brings. All of these now chronic.
Ken George was a recovery worker who spent 700 hours in the dust and debris with fellow responders.
Every morning I wake up, I got to take 33 pills within the course of the day. At 47 years old, I have lungs of an 80-year-old man that would have been a smoker. People say you have to forget about 9/11. And I say, how could I forget about 9/11 when every morning I got to take this medication and walk around with an oxygen tank?
Doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital also noticed that a lot of responders suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and extreme anxiety.
Our population has a similar rate of symptoms to people who have been in recent wars.
Another study links exposure to the toxins with cancer. Dr. David Prezant.
Our findings show that there is an increased cancer risk in the World Trade Center exposed New York City firefighters. We found an increase of 19% in the cancer likelihood.
The cancer study has lasted only 7 years, a short time when cancers can take up to 20 years to develop. Dr. Prezant wants more of those exposed to the toxins from the Twin Towers to be screened.
We can never take back that 9/11 exposure, and therefore we need to have an aggressive cancer screening program.
The doctors say they expect more of those who are at the World Trade Center site to become ill as time goes on. And they suspect that the cancer rate among this group will remain higher than average over the next 10 years. Carol Pearson, VOA News.